Hello and welcome to the Thursday, August 22nd, 2013 edition of the Sands and its Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm today recording from Tehran, Saudi Arabia. We do again have a great guest diary today. This one was written by Sally Van Deven and it explains how to use Wireshark to decrypt SSL traffic. Now, Wireshark always had a feature that allowed you to decrypt SSL if you were in possession of the server's secret key. However, this didn't help you if you ran the client and you didn't really have access to the server. Also, it required that you actually were able to intercept the key exchange that set up the SSL session, because what you really want are the symmetric keys that are then being used to encrypt the actual content. Well, it turns out that Firefox and Chrome have a feature where just by setting an environment variable, you can log those keys to a text file. And more recent versions of Wireshark can now read this text file and use the keys or the master secrets that are inside this text file to decrypt the session. This works really neatly, very easy to do because Wireshark will directly read the text file that is created by Firefox or Chrome, which is the other browser that supports this feature. As Sally points out, this could also, for example, be used in a pen test where you want to decrypt SSL sessions and then, for example, just set this environment variable on a client that you compromised in order to collect those keys and then later decrypt the traffic. Sally actually earlier this week finished a GIAC gold paper that has more details about this entire process. The diary is really just sort of a little digest with this sort of hands-on recipe how to use these files. But let's see what we have in other news. And one interesting item here was a little follow-up to last week's compromise of CNN, The Washington Post, and a couple of other news outlets. Turns out that the Syrian Electronic Army was able to compromise all of these high-profile sites by compromising not the sites themselves, but a service that is used by all of these sites. The service is called Outbrain, and I hadn't heard of them before, but essentially what they're doing is they're sort of creating these recommended links that you see on sites where if you browse a certain article, you'll typically see a list of other articles that are related that you may be interested in, either articles published on the same site or by other sites. So what the Syrian Electronic Army here did was to send a spear phishing email to Outbrain. Once they compromised Outbrain, they were now able to use this content recommendation engine to inject their own content into Outbrain customers' site. Turns out that Outbrain has something like 90,000 websites that are using their service, not just these few big sites that were obviously compromised last week. Not really clear how many of the 90,000 sites were actually affected by this compromise. And a researcher by the name of Alexander Babin did publish evidence of a new Adobe Reader survey exploit. Right now, there's just a YouTube video available that demonstrates the exploit. Not a lot of details yet about the nature of the vulnerability, but he's promising to deliver more details after September 11th. And there is now some evidence that some of the denial of service attacks against banks are actually used to distract banks from noticing other fraudulent activity. That has been kind of suggested for a while. Haven't really seen anybody sort of really demonstrating the link, but apparently in some of the recent attacks, one pattern that was observed is that an attacker will first place some large larger fraudulent transfer orders and then start a denial of service attack. What happens here is that now, first of all, the security staff of the bank is usually preoccupied with denial of service attack. And because of the denial of service attack, the legitimate account owner may also not be able to check their balance or the transaction history in order to figure out that the fraud occurred and actually to report it to the bank. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks again for listening. There will be no podcast on Friday due to my travel schedule. So talk to you again on Monday. Bye.